Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Fuckers. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Welcome to fucking Skankfest, motherfuckers! Let's get some lights on in this bitch. What are we doing? It's a Real Ass Podcast. It's a kickoff show. We are at the Backstage Bar and Billiards. I don't know what the fuck is happening right now. I have sunglasses on. I have no idea how dark it is up here.
Hey, now they're all pretty white.
This is the whitest festival in the history of festivals. This is Skankfest. Dude, stop chanting white, you fucking actual racists. I'm sorry, I'm gonna apologize right now to the security because they're actually Nazis, half this crowd. We did not warn them at all what type of show we were gonna fucking do. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast, the kickoff show we do it every year. I am the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, the king of things, the point guard of podcasting, and your fucking mastermind behind Skankfest. That's right. It's all me. I take all the credit. Do not give those women any credit. When you see them, let them know, like, thank you for knowing Lewis. I appreciate that. With here, as always, the international superstar, Zach D'Amico.
Hey, buddies.
This will be Zach's last Skankfest.
Well, if I go, thank God those titties are in the front. Thank you, ma'am.
Hell yeah, dude. Look at this whore. Holy shit. Why would you bring this girl to this show? What a retard, dude. You understand how many comedians are going to try to bang your chick? Hell yeah. I know I am. And also here, for no reason, there's no producing to be done right now. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Shannon. 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 Now, we started this show 40 fucking minutes late. There's still...
So 5 minutes earlier than usual.
My medallion. By the way, this guy's the most autistic person at Skankfest so far. He's hugged me 7 times so far. He had me call his mom. This guy is a virgin and a half. Holy shit. Thank you, sir. This guy's very excited to be here. Is it anybody's first Skankfest ever? What? What? Who's returning to Skankfest? Who has been to every Skankfest we've ever done?
One whore.
Some fucking gay kid that contracted AIDS 6 years ago and is like, I guess I gotta keep coming back. This is it. Shannon, how excited are you about the festivities so far?
So excited. Everything's been great.
It's exciting.
Everyone's awesome here. How, so much better than the racist live chat.
A lot of these people are in the racist live chat. I met Bricks before. Bricks, what I need you to do during today's show is I need you to create deep fakes of the women at Skankfest and hand them to me, and we'll show them to the crowd in real time on your cell phone. Is that okay? We're going to have an amazing fucking time, okay? This is the inaugural show. We're going to kick things off. It's just to fucking warm you guys up. We have some amazing stand-up comedy coming up tonight, which is going to be incredible. We have an amazing fucking hip-hop show featuring the Palmer Squares, Crack Amico, and a very special surprise guest. And it's Corey Feldman, yes. And then later on tonight, we're going to kick things all off with Big J's Big Fucking Karaoke. But I'll tell you right now, this is the coolest thing about Skankfest this year. Is like every other year we've done it. When Skankfest is over, you go out and you're like, all right, I'm going to go home now. When Skankfest is over now, midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning on Fremont Street, it's just when shit is getting started, dude. If you are not getting more fucked up than you've ever been in your entire life at this festival, you're doing it wrong. I'm telling you right now. By the way, Ari Shaffir is celebrating Sober October like a faggot. Look at it, they hate him. Look, I understand from the outside perspective, this looks really bad. If you don't know what's going on, you're like, what the hell is going on? What is this? But yes, Ari Shaffir is a guy that's a Jew, and we're booing him now for that reason. So here's the thing. I'm not saying to dose Ari Shaffir. I'm just saying it would be fucking hilarious if Ari Shaffir got Sober October broken by a Skanks fan at Skankfest. Is that dangerously irresponsible to say? Probably. Is it illegal? Definitely. I don't give a shit.
We're not saying put liquid acid on money, but he can't not take it from you.
Oh, shit. Oh, no, I think I lost my phone. You got it? You were going to keep it the whole time, you cocksucker? Somebody's trying to find Kim Congdon nudes. Oh, my God.
There are 5 to 10 women here who need to check their Twitters now.
Shannon, what are you most excited for this weekend?
I'm excited to see Paco and Dylan fight.
Yes. Who do you guys think is going to win that fight? People fucking hate Dylan, dude. Is that a bit, or do you guys actually hate Dylan? They really hate him. He's here. He's in the room. That hurts. Paco! Paco, come here for a second. Paco, come here. Ladies and gentlemen, the great and wondrous Paco. Bong. Paco, oh, there. Wow, thanks, guys. I appreciate 10 minutes into a podcast to give us some light. Also, by the way, it wasn't like a dramatic thing like the curtain didn't open. Nobody knew how to open the curtain. I was just yelling at people behind here to open the fucking curtain. It was crazy. The whole thing is a goddamn nightmare. Paco.
What up?
You're fighting Dylan tomorrow, 3 p.m. at Ellis Mania.
Yes,
on
sir.
Fremont Street.
Yes, fucking sir, I am!
You're going to box him up. Can you just talk a little bit about your game plan real quick?
I'm going to punch him in his heart, but it'll never hurt as much as Corinne hurt him.
Wow. Oh, my God.
I can promise you this. I will drop him like NNFA did.
Holy shit. Paco wrote for this. Paco's roasting Dylan. Dylan, are you in the room? Are you going to just let him talk shit like this? Wow. Wow. They hate him. He is a hated man here at Skankfest. Dylan,
what up?
Dylan, these people hate you, and you come out and you just, you know, you lean right into it, which I love.
Fuck them. I don't know.
So Dylan, first of all, Paco's been talking some shit. He says he's gonna drop you. Talk to me.
Drop me off like an Uber?
Oh. Boo. I thought it was good. Yeah, dude. I liked it. Good racist joke. Solid racist joke, Dylan.
I'm gonna drop him like no need did. Okay, Paco, are you rapping, bro? Kill Dylan. I'm trying, bro. I'm doing all the drugs.
So Dylan.
My game plan?
You have been doing a lot of drugs during this trip. Have you already used drugs on Skankfest week?
Buddy, someone just passed me ecstasy like 2 seconds ago.
And you're on ecstasy right now?
I hope there's fentanyl in it. Dude, me too.
Oh, Paco is smashing you right now, dude. 10-7 round Paco right here on the podcast. Well, look, we're very excited to see this fight. 3 p.m. tomorrow, Ellis Media. Make sure you guys are watching that. I'm going to be there. I still haven't decided who I'm going to corner yet. You guys have both trained with Team Rattlesnake.
Probably a female fan.
Zach. Ladies and gentlemen, one more time for Paco and Dylan. Give them some love. Come on. It's gonna be fucking wild. All right, we have a few rotating guests that we're gonna bring on. We're just gonna preview the festival a little bit. You guys just fucking keep on doing your thing. Your first official guest on the Real Ass Podcast today. You guys fucking know him. You love him. From Dad Meat, put your hands together for Tim Butterly. Butterly, it's a kickoff party. How are you doing, man?
What's up, you fucking freaks?
Yeah, dude.
I think someone insulted me over there. What do I say I look like? Thank you.
Dude, this guy will be famous before the end of Skankfest. He's an actual retarded person that is here at the festival, and he's so happy to be here, dude. His name is Gucci? Dude, Gucci.
Oh, the Ranger.
Gucci,
oh,
do you...
Oh, boy. This dude was grown in a fucking, like, weaponized autism lab. This man is a fucking terror on the internet. He escaped into real life. If you see him, push him into, like, an electrical socket and get him back onto the grid.
It'll only make him more powerful.
Shut the fuck up!
Yeah.
Gucci, do you listen to the Real Ass Podcast? All right, will you do me a favor? Will you sit next to me? Will you be the human soundboard for the rest of the show? Come on, Gucci, get up here. Come on.
Oh, this is such a monumental mistake, dude.
No, he rules. This guy rules. I love him, dude. My own retarded guy to be a soundboard.
You just turned your podcast into a subreddit, dude.
Yeah, let's move this over. We're going to put him right in between us. He's going to sit Indian style right here, Gucci. I love you. Stop choking me. I'm not a rabbit. Sit right here, Indian style.
Do a split like Jean-Claude Van Damme between the tables for the rest of the podcast to make up for your outbursts.
So Gooch, where are you from?
Arizona.
Hell yeah, dude. You're so fucking excited to be here. We got a lot of Arizonans here. All right, dude. They just love iced tea. They just love iced tea. Okay, give me a rattlesnake.
What's that?
Give me the rattlesnake sound effect.
I mean, I'm the Arizona rattlesnake.
Gucci, do you not know the sound effects? You forgot the rattlesnake sound effect. You got Gucci, I'm going to give you 5 seconds to think about it.
That sucks, man. Yeah, you were seriously 2 good lines away from getting pussy tonight. Came up here and fell on your fucking face. So I mean, it sucks to watch it happen.
Yeah.
You don't know the rattlesnake sound effect. Gucci, get the fuck off the stage. I told a brilliant joke, and I didn't even get my rattlesnake sound effect. Does anybody actually know the sound effects?
Rattlesnake, 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 rattlesnake.
You know what? I want the whole crowd to do the sound effects when I call for them instead.
Yeah. Crazy. The loudest guy couldn't even get it started.
He also could have just guessed the word rattlesnake and gotten it.
That was an elaborate plan to get that guy out of the fucking front row.
He also dropped his wallet.
Oh, no.
Let's see. I will dox him right now.
What's his real name?
John. Don't do this.
Why can't I say his real name? He's going to go by Gucci because, the whole festival?
Listen. I know for a fact that if you attach his real name to one or two screen names, his life is over.
Do it.
No, I forgot that this
not
is
doxing,
actually...
Not doxing, end his life.
Yeah.
This is actually going out as a podcast tomorrow. I forgot. I can't dox him. Gucci, you forgot your wallet, dude.
Throw it. He'll get it eventually.
No. Just give the poor boy his wallet.
Tim, what do you
got directions back to his house.
No. Don't stop.
Zekle snake.
There we go.
Zekle snake.
Hell yeah. Thanks, Tim. Thanks.
Anytime, friends.
Hey, Shannon, why don't you show me them titties? Now show them titties.
Sorry, guys. I'll do my dance.
Does she got to dance? Where's fucking dumb lesbian Natalie right now? Where is Natalie?
She's getting the next guest ready.
She's getting the next guest ready?
I can text her to come out.
No. It's okay. We don't need Natalie yet. We'll have her come out. Oh, there she is. Yeah, Natalie.
Did you see the guy whose hat is just digitally displaying the word rape over and over again?
That guy rules. That guy might get a golden ticket.
That's actually... He's actually wearing a mood hat.
Dude.
Kestle snake.
This show rules.
I found a soundboard.
It's a great show so far.
That would be the worst way to report a rape for a girl, if she just had to program it into the hat and hope someone saw. I thought it would illuminate this alleyway.
Oh, what the fuck? My friends reprogrammed my hat while I passed out at the party.
Tim, what are you most excited for this weekend?
I'm on a holy quest, okay? And that quest is to get some motherfucking pussy for my boy Gay Blind Mike.
Yeah. Yes. Gay Blind Mike. Come on up here, Gay Blind Mike. Get up here. Look.
Yes.
Here. Grab a seat next to Shannon or with Natalie. Oh, we only have five mics.
So I put out the call on Twitter and I said, listen, there's gotta be a willing and unattached woman at this festival this weekend that would be willing to take the virginity of sweet Gay Blind Mike.
Now, here's the thing. Mike, you're a real virgin. Your dick's never been inside of a vagina, ever.
No, but I don't have the energy of a virgin. I have the energy of a player.
Well, I come on. Let's not go crazy.
I can get pussy if I wanted to, dude.
Hell yeah, dude.
Now we're talking, dude. That's the attitude.
What's gonna be? I have a question. You get this woman in front of you, and we talked about this before. You don't have a specific type. You don't even give a fuck if she's hot. You just wanna get down with some woman.
Yeah, as long as she has delicate wrists when he reaches out.
Yes, but I'm lazy. So like, if I don't get stuff thrown at me, you know, I just don't try. That's my problem. You know. What I mean?
All right. Don't tell them that part. My wiener is too big. A girl tried it and said it hurt.
Yeah, dude, you have to tell them you're gonna blow their back out. Nobody's gonna wanna fuck you. Like, yeah, I'm not even gonna fuck you that well. I'm gonna really do it lazily.
Yeah, could you?
I thought it was implied.
Could you imagine Blind Mike just jackhammering a lady? It would look like Ren on Stimpy.
You
You should tell girls, like, you know but that thing, like, because you can't see, your other senses are enhanced? Be like, it all went to fucking.
All right, dude, how do I hit it? What is your, what's your
stroke? Well, I want to know what you, what's going to be your first move. You get this girl, we get a girl from the audience, hot chick, she's got big tits, she's ready. She's like, you know what, I'm going to fucking take this guy's virginity. By the way, we were talking about this last night at dinner, and I saw Kim Congdon for a second considered it. She legitimately, she thought about it, she was like, that'd be pretty hilarious.
Almost right? Like she's already hit her rock bottom.
I like the fact
good try!
You trying to get Shannon to fuck Gay Blind Mike? Shannon, is there any chance that you would fuck Gay Blind Mike?
Guys, I haven't waited 4.5 years to have sex to do it this
so
way.
So now's
I'm
the
sorry.
Time, baby
I love
girl.
Gay Blind Mike.
Dude.
I'm sorry.
Wow. Yo, imagine ending a 4.5 year dry spell with like a virgin who nuts in, I'm not kidding, less than 5 seconds.
Well, do you think he's going to nut
that's,
quick?
That's
well,
baptizing your pussy. It's holy forever after that.
Do you think that he's going to nut quick, or do you think he's going to, like, be nervous and not be able to nut at all? My first time, my dick isn't blind. What'd you say?
My dick isn't
blind. No, dude, the first time I had sex, I fucked for, like, 4 hours to Pantera Cemetery Gates on repeat, and I never nutted, dude. It just fucking ended with, like, me sweating on top of her.
No, so I... Our plan for dad meet tomorrow is that we intend to, by the end of the show, have it, this woman singled out. No presh. Obviously, we're going to keep it wholesome. But tomorrow, we're going to have this the answer to who's going to...
I love it.
Just squeeze that nut out of you.
Are there any single ladies here tonight?
Yeah, can we get the ball rolling?
Single ladies.
This guy just tried to take his girlfriend's hand off his shoulder.
We got one hand in the air right there.
That's my guy.
But she's leaned up against a dude. Are you a dude? Are you a cock? Would you, oh, dude? Would you let fucking Gay Blind dude. Mike be your bull? That's your ex-wife? Hold on, come up here, miss. Come here. Let's get this girl up here for a second. What a hooker.
Well, she didn't like that part,
dude. She's pretty hot, dude. First of all, for a girl at Skankfest. What if she dies right now? The only girl willing to fuck him breaks her neck trying to get on the stage. Oh, dude, she's a mess. I can see her pussy. I can literally see her vagina, Gay Blind Mike.
Exactly. Let's go, dude.
I'm looking at it.
I want to see it, too.
Come up here,
good
miss.
Good luck.
Come up here, miss.
You have such a kind pussy.
Come here. What's your name, darling?
Alicia.
So are you really willing to fuck Gay Blind Mike?
Sure.
She said, sure.
Let's go. Golden Nugget, 10 p.m. Let's go.
Wait, that's a golden ticket, right?
Dude, would I give her a golden ticket if she took Gay Mike's virginity? Oh, my God. Oh, my. Here's the thing. I might be willing to give her the golden ticket. Can I tell you why?
Is this legal?
Well, that's what I was going to say. If I would have just thrown it out there, and then I think this is some sort of prostitution or something, but she was willing to fuck him before she heard about the golden ticket, and the golden ticket is fucking solidifying the deal. Look how horny she is for it. Dude, she's touching him already.
Zach, see how hard Mike is right now.
Zach, oh my God.
It's not hard, but there's a little blood flow. Like, he came out to say hello. Like, whoa.
Paco, let me see that golden ticket real quick. Because we got a few of them. By the way,
regardless, somebody already touched Mike's dick tonight now.
Woo! Yeah.
You're welcome, America.
This is the coveted golden ticket, which enables you to skip all the lines at Skankfest the entire weekend. Wow. This is a big deal. So you're willing to have sex with Gay Blind Mike tonight. You're going to take his virginity, and you're going to let me watch.
And you're masturbate. Willing to let us ruin two already planned out live podcasts.
Well, obviously, if this happens, number one, I do get at least half credit for this. And number two, we'll get him his second pussy tomorrow.
Mike, what I would do right now is I would take her to the bar, buy her a drink, and start your fucking night off right now, because this might happen
right
tonight,
now.
Folks.
Right now.
What's your drink?
No, take her to the bar.
Take her to the bar and go buy her a drink.
Go get to know each other.
She's going to have to lead him to the bar like a seeing eye dog.
By the way, Lewis.
Dude, what'd you say?
SDR is also planning on getting Gay Blind Mike laid. We have three.
Those are prostitutes.
At the festival, that was the whole thing?
On Sunday.
Good job, Ralph. Now you're going to have to go talk to some ugly hooker instead.
Yeah.
We have three sex workers that will be battling to literally take his...
Three sex workers? He doesn't want to bang a fucking dirty hooker.
Yeah,
he wants to bang that dirty Skanks fan. Let's bring out our next guest here. Thank you, Natalie, for popping in, guys. Look at Natalie. She's hot.
Natalie rocking the short shorts for everybody. Showing that forbidden clam.
All right, real quick, let's take a moment and thank YoKratom.com for supporting today's show. If you're over 21 years old and in the market for Kratom, you got to get it from YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo.
Absolutely, guys. The price of everything's been going up lately, whether it's your groceries, your rent, your gasoline. But you know what's not changing? A full kilo of Kratom for just $60 from our friends at YoKratom.com. So stop going to bodegas, gas stations, or smoke shops getting a little out of time. Get a full kilo delivered right to your gosh darn door for just $60.
YoKratom.com. All right, where were we? Ladies and gentlemen, your next guest, you know her, you love her. She's going to have her own show, Kim Fest, opening up the festival tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, Kimberly Congdon.
What up, motherfuckers? Hell yeah. Thank you.
Kimmy Congdon. Thank you. It's been a great couple days so far. A little bit stressful, though.
Dude, the green room fucking blew. They got four meats in there. Did someone fuck Blind Mike already?
Dude, it was. It actually seemed like Gay Blind Mike set up the green room back there. It was really bad. There was like they had like deli meat on a tray with no bread or nothing. There's no.
It was just like three sodas in a bucket with no ice.
No ice. Three warm sodas.
It was the snacks that Alex and Harrington brought from their house.
I still don't have a drink. What are you drinking?
Jameson and Maker's Mark. A ginger ale and Maker's Mark.
Can I get a bourbon?
Well, I'm partying.
Can I get a... How do I not have a drink at my own goddamn festival? This is crazy.
I mean, while we're doing it, can Daddy get a vodka tonic, please?
And can I have another Jameson ginger, please?
I'm looking at all these people in yellow shirts that say staff do nothing. They're all going...
I know.
They're
acting like people are going to start moshing.
Yeah, they're holding back nobody.
Yeah, what are you doing? We have a giant black security guard. You fucking pussies.
We had seven people to help a slut stumble on the stage.
What is this? What do you guys think you're doing? We got security covered.
Anyone who thinks I'm doing this show for them is wrong. I am making him laugh all night. That is all I care about. I've gotten 8 different man you stupid looks, and it is my favorite.
He's laughing because he's scared.
He thinks you play too damn much.
Sorry about my friend being too goddamn stupid.
Wait, what happened to Gucci? I have his goddamn wallet still.
There's no way he's alive.
Gucci. Where did he go? He's... God damn it, dude.
He's tangled up in the fucking curtain, dead.
Hey, brother, can you give Gucci his wallet? Thank you.
Thank you.
Beautiful. I don't want him to make this a thing.
Gucci's in the back fucking Mike.
Gay Blind Mike got confused on the way to the bar, and now he's fucking Gucci. Kim Congdon, what are you most excited for about Skankfest this year? We got a lot of shit going on.
I'm excited to see you guys, and I'm excited for Skankfest tomorrow. I mean, Kim Fest. And all the drugs and fun and the weed and hell yeah.
What drugs are you doing here?
I'm going to do some mushrooms, a little bit of acid. Did you just say anal? I haven't tried it, but...
Have you never tried anal?
Yeah.
You gotta microdose it. That's the trick.
Hey, how are you? My name's Zach.
Zach,
Oh, shit. All right, hold on, sorry.
I feel like if I did anal with Zach, my butt would go into his dick.
Kim, you've done anal before?
I think so.
What do you mean you think so? What does that mean?
I think so. It's a vague memory I have. I feel like most anal the first time's by accident.
No. I always feel like Kim...
Ew, you guys are all grunting.
Yeah. Hard disagree.
Oh, hell yeah, Paco. Thank you very much. What'd you get me?
They don't have bourbon, so it's Jack.
They don't have bourbon, so they have Jack. Ugh. Well, I'm just, it's great. I love Jack, guys. Jesus Christ. Tim, are you doing drugs this trip?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I thought it was pretty irresponsible last year, but I had a really good time, so I might try to do it the same exact way.
What'd you do last year?
Well, I brought a sheet of acid with me.
A sheet?
Someone handed me
100 hits?
A bunch of people brought sheets here, too.
The first person that stopped me handed me like a quarter pound of mushrooms in a sack. I mean, allegedly. I don't think you're supposed to have it in the venue. Yeah, the guy running Everlast Screen Room said no one better have any fucking fun drugs in here before he viciously kicked us out.
We did get, we...
Sorry, I almost drank one of Everlast's diet ginger ales, dude, and ruined the night.
Well, I mean, you also are letting our secret special guest on the hip-hop show is Everlast. Thanks, Tim, for letting everyone know that.
All right, well, thanks for stealing the blind mic thing. Suck my dick. Even Steven.
No, dude. That's not true.
Even Steven.
Motherfucker, you came to me and said, hey, dude, we got to get Gay Blind Mike laid, so on Real Ass Podcast, talk about it. And then we'll talk about it on our show.
No, I said,
throughout the weekend, it's not my fault that there was a whore in the front row the very first show, the very first night that was willing to fuck him.
That does seem like a miscalculation on my part. I will give you that much.
All I did was I followed your directions, dude.
You followed them to the letter instead of the spirit. And now we're in a fucking real situation.
What drugs are the people here doing? I mean, obviously everyone's smoking weed. It's legal here, though, but that's just not even a real drug at this point.
Whatever doesn't show up on a fucking forklift-mandated drug test, brother.
What'd you say? You don't know what you're on. She took whatever, dude. This is the type of place where people want to get roofied. That's our crowd. They're like, dude, just fucking put something in my drink. I'm ready to go.
She said that upside down with no pants on.
who's on hallucinogens tonight? They're all freaking out, scared. Like, I don't know, man.
Who's if on? If you're on acid, scream in terror.
Or I should say this weekend. Who's doing Molly this weekend?
Pretty dude-heavy crowd for that kind of activity.
Who's doing cocaine this weekend?
Oh, it's a coke crowd.
Dude, it really is. I thought people were like embarrassed of doing coke. People are like, yeah, let's go. Let's nort it, brother. Do not give me cocaine at this festival.
Do not give Lewis cocaine at this festival.
I'm telling you, dude, I will not do it. I'm just going to give it to Zach, and Zach's going to die.
Lewis, you're dressed for cocaine. You're dressed for the sale, distribution, and consumption of cocaine. You should be murdered with a chainsaw in a bathtub tomorrow.
Like father, like son.
Have you seen Lewis's father? He was never in a bathtub.
Tim, before we let you get out of here, because we're gonna rotate in a couple more guests here, just what are you most excited for this weekend?
Doing a bunch of fun podcasts with my great friends and just meeting all the people. I love meeting all the fucking people.
Look,
is that a boo?
They all think it's gay.
Here's the thing. If I decided to fight my way out of this building, you'd all be fucked right now. Shut the fuck up. I'm just messing with you guys. I'm so excited to meet everybody. I'm very happy you guys are all here. Thank
Tim Butterly. Come on, the great Tim Butterly. Enjoy Dad Meet this weekend. By the way, most shows, you guys should know, a couple things. Most shows are going two or three times throughout the whole weekend. So try to see a show one time and then let other people get a chance to see it. Don't fucking just keep on showing up for the naked roast because you want to see Zach's dick over and over again. You
or lack thereof.
Ladies and gentlemen, your next guest coming to the stage, a Real Ass Podcast regular. Ladies and gentlemen, he's the guy that everyone is apparently funnier than. Put your hands together for Mike Feeney.
That's funny when you said he's the guy that everyone's funnier than that. I saw people say figs.
Dude, you went Mike F, and I went, oh, obviously. That was like an M. Night Shyamalan movie. Get the fuck out of here.
Feeney?
What a twist.
Oh, fuck, dude. Feeney, how much did that make you angry that that was just a bit on Legion of Skanks for a full month?
It's a fun bit. I like the bit, man. But it is. I feel like I should have played into this. I could have made it a real thing, and like it could have come to a head at Skankfest. I should have played it like a pro wrestler. Like
you should have, right? But
yeah.
It's...
No, never mind. I take it all. But forget the last 10 seconds. I'm fucking pissed. This is bullshit.
He wasn't happy about it. He's playing it cool now, but he was not happy about it at all.
Well, listen, man. You know, it was. I thought it was the funniest thing to do in the moment. But of course, there's a thing where the amount of people that have tweeted at me being like. Poor Lou. I don't know what. I don't know if you see what Lewis is doing to you. Every Monday at about 11 p.m., I get an influx of messages just being like, "Dude, listen, man. I think I know what they're saying, but I think you're good."
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think anyone's ever tweeted that to him. I think he's lying right now.
I have no receipts, but
he has none right now at all. So, Feeney, this is it. How many Skankfests have you done in your life?
Everyone. I was with you while you were, or maybe not on cocaine, at Mohegan Sun when I was opening.
Whoa. We don't talk about that weekend, Feeney.
I'm only mentioning parts of that weekend.
Okay, Jesus Christ. By the way, people wonder why Feeney's around. He has legitimate information that can destroy
very
me.
Sensitive documents.
At least 4 or 5 nights of information.
Now, those receipts I got.
He's got them.
Yeah. $300, I'll give you the information.
By the way, I did say this about Kim recently because Kim got sexually assaulted at a Joey Diaz show.
Woo!
Which, by the way, if somebody sexually assaulted somebody at fucking Skankfest, all the crowd would join in and help. But that would be the worst fucking thing in the world. The fact that nobody fucking beat the shit out of that guy, you had to do it yourself, is fucking crazy. But how much of a bad bitch is fucking Kim Congdon?
That's a real-ass dude right there.
Real-ass dude of the week. Wait. Ladies and gentlemen, real-ass dude of the week.
Kim Congdon!
She's a real-ass dude. Ass dude.
She's got a...
Dude, hell yeah. Kim Congdon, Real Ass Dude of the Week.
Fuck yeah.
Thank you.
But I was saying, I was with you at Mohegan Sun when you were pacing around the room, you know, sniffling and being like, you know what, dude? I think I'm going to start a fucking comedy festival. And I laughed in your face because
you
of, you know, all of your small business ideas you had that day. But that one like, stuck. Yeah, fucking look at us, dude.
Dude, comedy festival and a Sloppy Joe food truck. Those are my two things that are going to make me rich.
To be
brunch
fair, you throw...
all day. Brunch all day.
It's called a diner.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Kim Congdon, because people were like, oh, dude, fucking A, she's making a big deal out of it. I was like, Kim Congdon does not make up sexual assault. And if she did, I would not be here right now. I'll give Kim that, but for as much as a volatile relationship we had, she keeps it pretty fucking real ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Clap or I'll cancel him.
Yeah.
Sure. Did she request her own show called Kim Fest in exchange?
Big, big secrets, people.
Listen, guys, you just keep all your ex-girlfriends close, then they won't try to cancel you. That's what I say. That's what I say. Feeney, what are you most excited for this weekend?
Man, the fucking, just the being around, just walking through the crowd a few times, people are already, I love how fucking people come out to goddamn party this weekend. Like, people are just, you guys made a whole weekend of it. You're like, I can smell the fucking beard oil from here. I just love, there's a lot of fucking good energy, man. People are in a good mood here. Saturday, everyone's going to be fucking, you know.
No way, dude. We're going to get fucking wild. See how many people are on cocaine? People are going to fucking
that's
go
like
hard till Tuesday. Yeah, I know. They're going to keep everyone going. What's your favorite Skankfest memory? How about that, Feeney?
Jesus Christ. I don't know. I don't know. Last year was the best. Last year was the absolute best year because there was a group of, like, Butterly and a bunch of us, the Philly comics, Cannon, Saglow, and I, we all did acid and walked around Texas, and it was the best night of our lives, I think. Yeah. And then we kept finding our way back to the festival, and people would, like, come up and take pictures, and we thought they were stealing our souls. It was terrible.
Yeah. It is the type of thing where you have to, if you do this festival, it's a lot of, like, hugging people that definitely have diseases. Like, you feel like your skin crawling. It's great.
I got assaulted, and now people are scared to hug me. They're like, Kim, hey! And they put both their hands up like this.
To just touch your breasts? That's how they...
Kim, before we let you out of here, because we do have one more guest we're going to bring up here, but what's your favorite Skankfest memory so far?
I think you guys have cum on this tablecloth. I swear to God. You guys can't see it, but I think, what was that guy's name? Gucci left a little bit of himself up here.
Gucci.
What'd you ask me?
What's your favorite Skankfest memory?
Probably the first time I ever saw Zach Amico mousetrap his dick. That was...
Oh, yeah.
That was like...
Rat trap.
Yeah. That was a rat trap, yeah, for... Yes. It was crazy. That was like watching someone have a child, but worse. It was crazy. It was
Zach, do you have anything planned for the Naked Roast? Anything special?
Yeah, I got some shit.
He literally
I got two shows.
Yeah.
I got two shows. I got to mix it up. We actually have a surprise battler on one of the nights.
Oh, I heard about this.
Badass. I'm so pumped on it.
I heard about this through the grapevine without you even telling me.
This is
great.
It's fucking cool.
There's a lot of, like, just special guests that are going to be walking around the festival doing fucking cool shit. So it's going to be pretty cool. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Kim Congdon. One more time.
Thank you.
Kimberly Congdon. Thank you. We got one more guest that we're going to bring up right now. And this is, look, dude, this has been the fucking greatest, honestly, the greatest opening to a festival that we've ever had. It's the biggest one we've ever done. There's twice as many people at Skankfest than we've ever done. You guys sold out. By the way, this room right here sold out in 2 minutes before we announced a single comic. You guys all bought pre-sale tickets. You are the fucking absolute best people ever. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm bringing up my brother from another mother. He is the most consistent motherfucker in comedy. He is one third of the Legion of Skanks. He's the King Dave Smith. Dave, go crowd surf. Come on, Dave, crowd surf on them. Come on, Dave. Don't be a pussy. Stop Dave, being an old
Dave,
man.
Dave,
come on, Dave.
Dave.
Ew. Dude, how cool would it be if a future presidential candidate crowd surfed? I'm gonna get Dave to crowd surf this weekend during goddamn comedy jam if it's the last thing I do.
That sounds like a threat, sir. What Dave. The fuck is up, everybody? Skankfest, how are you? Man, don't you just fucking walk around this fucking weird fucking town that's like clearly Satan's asshole, and you're like, how did we ever not do Skankfest in Vegas? How is there ever a different place than this? It's like this was made for what we do. I saw a fucking like a 90-year-old homeless dude juggling outside, and like I think a chick was doing like a butt plug show or something. That was just in my room.
Yes. Shannon, you have to go to the front door and let somebody in.
It probably would have made sense to just say that full volume into the microphone.
Yeah, go there. Three artist passes.
Don't worry, wait.
Oh, shit! Joe Rogan's here.
Two-thirds of an artist pass. Yeah. Suck my fucking dick. I'm going to have to eat my words so fucking hard one day.
I'm moving further away from Zach as he makes that joke.
Yeah, Dave, you didn't try to get Rogan to come to Skankfest?
Oh, no, I did, but by not bringing it up at all. But
damn, you're a fucking sellout, dude. Anybody else would have been like, Joe, you got to come to Skankfest, and you just fucking went on there and your own agenda.
I don't regret it.
Seems to have worked out very well for you. You've been back many times.
Yeah, next time, bro.
What is the secret? What is the secret to getting Joe Rogan to like you?
It's weird. You have to convince him that you're impressive.
That's it.
Wait, did you hold up a pair of keys like this?
Yeah, Rogan's not coming to the festival.
Oh, thank God.
I am excited about a couple special guests that are going to be coming to the festival, though. It is very cool. You guys, honestly, tonight at the stand-up show, we got a couple special guests that are going to be coming in throughout the weekend as well. So, you know, you guys are fucking...
And as you guys know, comics get off the road on Sunday. There are some bangers showing up on Sunday.
Sunday's going to be a wild time.
So keep your shit together for Sunday. Yeah. You don't want to fucking miss it.
If you're going to overdose, wait till Sunday night after the shows.
Dave, are you going to do any drugs this weekend at all? You're going to smoke weed with us?
Sure.
You are? Yeah, you got to be like the...
I'm fucking 40. You're not going to peer pressure me into trying marijuana, you fucking psychopaths.
Dude, you gotta be like a cool president. Like Clinton played the saxophone and smoked weed.
Raped.
He raped.
Yeah.
Had all those people murdered. That's a cool president.
I mean, I'm not gonna argue. When you list them out like that, it does sound pretty badass.
You gotta put them in that order. Yeah. You can't go murder then saxophone.
Yeah, Obama was like a cool basketball playing president, right?
I'll fuck Obama up one-on-one.
You think so?
What, he's like 60 now. Those old skinny black knees. He's not taking me.
Whoa, I am so sorry. I don't know why he brought out the color of his knees.
That was not presidential.
What the fuck was that, dude? What does his color of his knees have to do with anything?
Hold on. Let me be presidential about this. I'd like to take a moment to apologize to the African-American community for some insensitive remarks that I made about Barack Obama's knees. I see all knees as equal. I'm just saying, his happened to be old and black.
Are there any black people here at all?
There's this gentleman in the front.
No, he means people that paid to be here, not people that are being paid to be here.
There's literally none. They're right about us.
Oh, wait, someone's waving. There we go. Hold on.
Hell yeah, dude. Dude, he sucked my dick at Skankfest 3 years ago. He won the dick sucking competitions 3 years ago. He's a homosexual. Not only is he black, but he's a black homosexual. Get him!
You know what? You know what comes off a lot more racist than just a sea of white people? Is a sea of white people all pointing to the one black person. From them, he's here!
Yeah, they have.
What do you want us to do with them?
We've been keeping an eye on them for you.
Should we act?
This is it, dude. You're for the fifth year in a row the only black person at Skankfest. How does that make you feel?
Special and scared.
Hell yeah, dude.
Someone else just screamed out, fuck you, I'm black too. But it was the whitest voice I've ever heard in my life. It was, I'm fucking black too, bruh.
Yeah, dude.
It sounded like Dave Chappelle's white impression.
It's a little Puerto Rican guy he's wearing, I believe, a
Chuck E. Cheese
hat? Wolf hat?
Yeah, a wolf.
What is that? You're not black, sir.
Sir?
Sir, do you know what black is? Sir, you're a young Latino. That was crazy that he claimed black. I claim black all the time now. You have no idea. It rules.
You could be half black. You kind of are.
My nose is very black. If you look at my nose and my lips, it is fucking...
Lewis, your dad was black.
Yeah, why are you... Why are you making... Your dad was black.
Well, he's Afro-Latino. I wouldn't call him black.
What would you call him?
He wasn't my enemy.
What would you call him?
I like the guy.
I'll tell you what. Security is not going to be helping you at any point during this festival.
Security loves this now. First of all, let me tell you something. Black people are the best fucking audience members. They love racism. White people, they love it, dude. He's dealt with real racism. This isn't real. These are jokes. He knows what's going on. Sir, first of all, he's 74 years old. Are you looking? This guy was alive during Jim Crow days. He dealt with real shit. Do you think my silly jokes are offending him? I think not. Thank you. And by the way, I have a whole staff of tiny white security guards that will protect me. If he gets out of control, I have four of them that will form into one giant yellow-shirted staff member. And they will battle each other to the death as I run to Fremont Street. This is it. Dave, what are you going to do for the first time this year that you've never done before? Anything special? Are you going to zip line down Fremont Street?
I'll do it. Where's the zip line? Yeah, I'll do that.
I want Dave to be fun again. Dave used to be the most fun.
Is that your slogan? Make Dave fun again?
Make Dave fun again, dude. Red hat.
That's the campaign.
That's the goal this weekend, is to get Dave to do debaucherous shit away from his family. So any chance you get, because he can only say no at least maybe 10 times before he's going to break on some drugs. Dave used to do blow, Molly, I mean, fuck trannies. He used to do it all, dude. Back in the day, Dave was down to do what the fuck ever.
I had quite a run.
He got it all out of the way, and now he's fucking like, oh, I'm going to be president. Fuck off, dude. We're going to make Dave do some crazy shit this weekend.
Lewis is just dragging him by the ankles down into the muck. The second he got out.
Lewis is that lobster in the bucket who, like, when you start climbing out, he's like, don't think so, doggy. Okay. Yeah. If we're all going to boil, you're going to boil with me. You're my best friend.
Are you going to gamble at all on this trip, Dave?
Yeah, I'll definitely gamble. I almost gambled at the airport. That's a sad place to gamble. It is, but you come right off that flight, and you're like, okay, where's baggage claim? Slots. All right. They're smart.
And they put it in glass so you can smoke in there, too?
Oh, yeah. Fucking beautiful.
Dude, I love a good slot machine. I got to be honest with you guys. I walk by, and then I wait for a feeling from a slot machine. I look for nothing, then I get a feel, like I feel heat from it, and I'm like, let's fucking go. Put the money in, bang, I win money every time. Won $22 last night. $22 last night.
He put in 100.
Yeah, I don't mind some slots, don't mind some blackjack. I played craps for the first time yesterday.
How'd that go?
Crappy. Rattlesnake, rattlesnake.
By the way...
I've been fucking turned on you.
Guys, I swear to God.
Who you, motherfuckers?
Lewis just jumps in individually fist fights.
I was watching the black bouncer's face, and that offended him more than any of your other shit. Like, you made the crappy joke, and he went, fuck this guy.
Holy shit, right? Dan Soder's here.
Oh, shit.
What's up, Skankfest? Danny Boy Soder.
Lewis J. Gomez.
I love you, Dan.
Dude, you look super trashy.
Hell yeah, dude. I got my spinner, look.
Oh, who the fuck? I hope one of your fans robs you for that.
Dude, this cost me $130,000.
Yeah,
got it from Jacob the Jeweler.
I could hear the plastic hitting each other.
No, dude, that's not true, dude. You know what's fucked up? If you open it up, these cocksuckers wrote crackle, crackle on the inside.
Yeah!
We're everywhere.
It says it. They wrote it. So I've been secretly repping Crackle Crackle and be like, yeah, yeah. And then one day I dropped it and it cracked open. Yeah.
Crackled?
Like, it crackled open.
Lewis has a replica belt of his own title.
Dude, I didn't know your eyes were painted until you just turned around, Zach.
Do you like it?
No, that fucked me up. I was like, guys, we got to get a doctor. He's getting very sick.
He's got jaundice.
It's like the end of Thriller.
Yeah. It was like, oh my God, his eyes are rotting.
Dave, did you just get into town?
Yeah, dude, I forgot how much I love downtown Vegas.
It's the best.
It's such a save a slut kind of town. Everywhere you look, you're like, I want to save you, you hot slut.
You know what I love? They have like street performers on Fremont Street, right? And half of them are great. Like we got a few of them that are going to be performing at Skankfest. But then half of them are also just like. Like, I guess you have to show up and sit in a circle, and that's how you get to, like, pick your spot, right? But sometimes it'll just be a junkie that's, like, picking his nose, and that's his whole performance, is he's just on drugs.
In my walk over here, I saw exclusively junkies. I don't know where any of the good street performers
were. Maybe you caught them in between showtimes. Give it 30 more minutes, and they blossom.
Dan, what are you most excited for this weekend?
Well, I was going to say Bonfire, but then I'm excited for the secret performer tonight.
It's not a secret anymore because Butterly already told everyone.
Hell yeah. Good job, Butterly.
And we also
by the way, they let Feeny into Everlast's dressing room.
Yeah. I know, dude. No,
it was
funny.
Super awesome.
So they put us in a shitty green room upstairs with no air conditioning or food or alcohol. And then I come up and I'm freaking out at everyone. It's like the first 5 minutes. And then they're like, oh, dude, you got to check out Everlast green room.
What? Guys, we need somebody. You guys need help? Someone passed out. Gotta go. What happened?
They're just huge Everlast fans.
Lewis, what do you think?
You went into his green room?
What's going on back
okay,
there?
Though.
That's all right, guys. Just let security over and make some room.
Yep.
Lewis,
let them do their jobs, everybody.
Isn't this when you're supposed to yell deploy, Lewis?
What is happening?
Deploy.
Is somebody dead?
Safety net, deploy.
Just need air. It's about 250 degrees in here, so.
Yeah, just give them room. Let everybody do their job,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Wait, did somebody pass out? What? Hold on, I can't hear you. What? Somebody passed out? Hilarious. What a stupid bitch.
Jesus.
Asshole.
Damn, Lewis really is chasing those Astro World numbers.
Welcome back to Skankfest, Dan.
Yeah.
Don't give her space. No, Crowder. Crowder right now.
Crowder.
Lewis is like, what if I can sauna and make money?
So somebody just passed out back there. That's hilarious.
First one of the festival.
That was easy. That was nothing. Come on.
That was easy.
Hey, a little pass out. It's okay.
Listen, guys, we're all going to have a good time at this festival, but people will die. So just go
in
knowing
game,
that.
Really.
I have, and I mean this, I brought 6 cans of Narcan. Now, here's the thing.
That's not even going to make
it. And for just $100, you can have one.
I'm giving away a Narcan as a golden pass.
That's Skankfest Platinum tickets, actually.
No, I had 10 cans of Narcan, and then I didn't have it. I was like, I'm not making more room for more Narcan. This is fucking crazy, dude. So if 7 people die, just know it's literally my fault.
That's on record. Great. Perfect.
Yeah. If one of your friends is overdosing, somebody fuck Gay Blind Mike and we will give you Narcan.
Is Gay Blind Mike gonna fuck?
Yeah, he's gonna do it. A chick came on stage.
And I was there. I was standing right there.
Doggy, I'm telling you right now, I think he's gonna fuck her tonight, dude.
Well, from what I heard backstage, Mike said, Natalie said, well, Mike got rejected by that chick. And then Mike goes, no, I didn't get rejected by her. She just said she was going to the bathroom and never came back.
Oh.
And then I had to explain to him that that's what getting rejected
is. No.
Did that really happen?
That's what it is to get rejected.
Do you think when she said that, he goes, let me feel your face and see if you're lying.
He goes, I didn't get rejected. She's right here.
Oh. He's just touching a plant. She never left.
Doggy.
He's been talking to one of the horse statues for 45 minutes. <Yeah.
laughs> Did she really bail on him? Where is she, dude?
I hope that cunt passed out.
I hope that's her, dude.
Or what if he got a little pussy and then that was him passing out? Like he was like, oh my.
Dude, I was going to give her a golden ticket if she fucked Gay Blind Mike.
Yeah, it's prostitution.
Of the lowest form.
Yeah.
No, dude, that's a valuable pass right there, dude. She wasn't a hot hooker, dude. If she showed up as a hooker, I would be pretty disappointed. What?
Damn.
Well, he'd still fuck her.
I love that honest assessment.
What? Oh, really? You'd be like, fucking thrilled? You'd be like, oh, what a great hooker this is.
I don't know.
I'd pay $180. I'd pay $180 for a dollar more
than that. That's ridiculous. She was white.
If she was a $600 Vegas hooker and she showed up to your hotel room, you'd be fucking pretty pissed. Am I right or am I wrong?
I don't know. I'm like,
hold on, where is she? I need to say this to her face.
Wait,
Lewis, can I ask a counter question? Am I gay and blind? Because if so, I think she's a good price.
For the value of a Skankfest Golden Pass, I would say that's at least a $1,400 value.
Dude, also, this girl just needs to be smart. Fuck smart, not hard. Just get a wet rag and tell him it's your pussy. He's never been in one. Just milk him like a horse. He's like, I'm fucking.
Oh, she's just got like a ham sandwich.
Yeah. She goes, oh, baby, you're so big.
This is everything I dream.
Oh, I'm going to lose it. I'm going to fucking lose it. I'm fucking so good right now. I can't believe I'm fucking. Oh, fuck, dude. Look, we gotta wrap this. We have another show coming up in a second.
I love you.
Listen to me. And I mean this, guys. Everyone in comedy talks about this festival every fucking year. It's the best audience, the best fucking time, true, the most memorable every year. It's everyone's fucking Christmas and New Year's wrapped into one. And it's because you guys are the best fans in the fucking world. Thank you so much for being here tonight. We have some amazing comics coming up, live music and more. Hang tight. Let's get fucked up. Thank you. Good night.
That's all, folks.